I want to thank the Lord for the plan of salvation.
Yes.
I appreciate how the Lord had changed my life. It meant a lot to me. And I pray the Lord to help us, everyone tonight, to realize and recognize that Jesus is able to help us out. And I thought about how that, you know, so many people, they don't really, I don't know what you say about really understanding the plan of salvation. But I thought about how that Jesus, He died on the cross.
Yes.
He suffered. He really suffered.
Yes. Yes.
For every one of us here tonight.
Yes.
And I pray the Lord to help us out here. Adam plunged the whole world into sin. And Jesus, I thought about Adam, He plunges us into sin, but Jesus came to deliver us. I'm talking about deliverance. It's a wonderful thing to be delivered from sin. It's a wonderful thing to realize that Jesus is able to turn us around and make us a new creature. It's a wonderful thing there. I want to turn to Romans, the fifth chapter of Romans. Lord, help us tonight. You know, I'm real concerned about precious souls. You know, the enemy. I thought about how the enemy, He is really out to destroy every one of us. He's really, you know, He wants to get us to do wrong. He wants us to, He wants to get us to not really believe, in Jesus. You know, the Lord told me, said, you preach Jesus. Preach the Savior of the world. He's the one that died on the cross. He's the one that is able to give us the power that we need. And I thought about how it said here in the fifth chapter of Romans, the 12th verse, it said here, wherefore, as by one man, that was Adam, one man's sin entered into the world. And it said here, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all men have sinned. You know, I thought about how that I was talking to a man one time, and he said, He said, I don't sin. And he said, I never did sin. You know, that's a sad situation to be in, isn't it? But this says that all men have sinned. Every soul that's in the world today has sinned. And this is why that Jesus, the Savior of the world, I want to turn to Matthew, the first chapter of Matthew and the 21st verse. I pray the Lord to help us all. That we will, if we're not where we ought to be, that we will call on Jesus. You know, I thought about Jesus when, I think He said, believe ye that I am able to do this. He was talking about healing the man. But you know, He is able to deliver. He is able to deliver to the uttermost. That's a wonderful thing, that if we can have faith, if we can have confidence in Christ, I'm talking about Christ, have confidence in Christ that He is able to change our lives and change our hearts. But it said here, now listen to what this says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." Thank the Lord. That's a wonderful name. Wonderful name. Jesus. Alrighty, what else did it say here? It says, "For he shall save Jesus." It's talking about Jesus. "He shall save his people from their sin." It says from their sin. It didn't say in their sin. If it says in their sins, well, we sin every day. But he said that he saved us from our sin. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Isn't that a blessing to realize that we've got a Savior that is able to deliver us and save us and keep us from all the evils that's in the world today? You know, I thought about how that, you know, Jesus is our friend, Brother Leslie.
Yeah.
He's my friend.
Amen.
The Lord. And you know, my friend is going to take care of me. That's right. If we believe in Him. You know, this is the thing, how that so many people believe that He is the Savior of the world. Believe that He is able to deliver to the uttermost. Believe that He is able to raise us up and heal us and all manner of sickness. There's nothing too hard for our Jesus. Nothing. Lord, help us today. Oh, may the Lord stir our hearts. It said that and she shall bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now I want to turn over to Acts. Acts, the 16th chapter. Very familiar scripture. But you know, I've been a real burden. The Lord's been talking to me. Do you really believe? He's asking me. I'm in the church. Do you really believe in me? I said, Lord, I want to. I want to believe. I'm trying my best to believe. I know that you're the one that's able to help us. You're the one that's able to help me carry my burden. It's Jesus.
Yeah.
Lord, help us today. This is a wonderful Savior. Oh, may the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today to realize that Jesus, it said, God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. His Son is Jesus. That whosoever believeth in Him
should not perish.
Do we believe in Jesus? Do we really believe in Jesus? You know, if we really believe in Jesus, we will not love the world. We're going to love Jesus. Lord, help us today. This is a wonderful thing. You know, it said here, we'll start at the 30th verse of the 16th chapter. "And brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" You know, I wish everyone that's not really saved or not really where they ought to be, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What does it say here? Oh, Lord. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ."
Yeah.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Yeah.
believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, today we must believe that he shed his blood on the cross. We must believe that. You know, if we don't believe it, we're not going to get anywhere. We must believe. Without faith, what does it say? Without faith, is it impossible? You know, I thought about that. The Lord and Jesus himself wants us to believe that he died on the cross. He wants us to believe that he is able to deliver to the uttermost. He wants us to believe that he will help us as we go through life. Lord, help us today. It said believe. Oh, may the Lord help us today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And thy house. You know, I thought about this. I've said this a lot of times. But I'm just quoting someone was saying that there in Norman. Norman is a university. And I thought about, they said, I believe in God. Well, that's a wonderful thing, believing in God. But they say, I wonder, brother, don't wonder. Jesus is real. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus is able to do all things. Lord, help us today. We need to believe. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. We must have faith. Oh, may the Lord help us today. I want to turn to 1 John. Oh, Lord. You know, it seems like I've been real concerned. I've been real burdened. That people would really get a hold of the precious promises of God. Brother, the Bible, the New Testament, is a promise of God. It is able to deliver. It's able to help us. It is able to help us to fight our battles. And I thought about how that the Lord, he's right there when we need him. It said in the 1 John, the first chapter, it said here, if we confess our sins, brother, we need to confess our sins. We need to recognize if we're not right with God, if we haven't been saved, we must confess, Lord, I've been a naughty boy, and I want you to deliver me, I want you to help me, I want you to put that genuine spirit within me, and confess it out. You know, today so many people is not willing to confess the things that they're doing. That's right. They're not willing to confess. But it said, if we confess our sins, it says he is faithful. Brother, today I'm glad that God is faithful. Amen. I'm glad Christ is faithful. Yes. And it said here, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. He's able to do that. Jesus. To confess our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. To cleanse us from that carnality. Yeah. You know, Lord help us today. That carnality is what causes us to go back out and sin. If we don't get rid of that, brother, we're going to have problems. That's right. We're going to have to, seem like that it's hard to believe. If we got that carnal man within us working, and the scripture says something about contrary to the spirit. You know, the carnal nature and the spirit is going to conflict. But may the Lord help us today. The blood of Jesus is able to help us out. I want to turn. He forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I want to turn to Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Lord, help us today. You know, this is a wonderful way. This is a pure way. This is a holy way.
Amen.
This is a godly way. That's right.
Yes.
No unclean thing is going to get into this church of God. May the Lord help us tonight. May the Lord stir our hearts tonight. To realize that we need the Lord. But in the 23rd verse of the 5th chapter, I want the last part, but I'll read the 3rd chapter. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. We are the body of Christ. Lord, help us today. He is able to deliver.
Amen.
He's able to make you a saint of God. Amen. He's able to make you holy and righteous and pure. Right here. You know, this is not a hard way.
No.
You know, so many people say, Brother Gordon, I can't make it. Brother, you can make it.
Yes.
That's right, you can make it.
By the help of the Lord. Yes.
Surrender the old fleshly body.
Amen.
Bring it, Paul said, bring it under.
Amen. Right.
We've got power
to bring it under.
I thought about the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit has power. And if we've got the Holy Spirit within us, but you know, the Holy Spirit will not come in an unclean temple. It will not do it. But if we're willing to surrender, if we're willing to lay aside, if we're willing to do all that is in the Bible, brother, we're going to make it. But if we're not willing, you know, the scripture said over there in Isaiah, it said the willing and the obedient shall eat the good. Oh, you know, it is wonderful. This plan of salvation, this deliverance from the world, deliverance from evil, brother, that's a good thing to be delivered. Shall eat the good of the land. The good of the land is a plan of salvation. I thought about how the Lord, you know, the Lord, he loves. He loves every soul. Everyone he loves. He don't want anyone. You know, the Bible said he don't want anyone to perish. He don't want you to perish.
Amen.
But he wants us to believe. And he wants us to confess. And he wants us to humble our hearts. There's a lot of things that the Lord is wanting us to do. May the Lord help us today.
Yes.
You know, I appreciate the Lord and appreciate the blessings of the Lord. I want to turn to Romans, the 8th chapter. Lord, help us tonight. And stir our hearts tonight to realize and to understand that we need your Son. We need the Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. And it said here in the 8th chapter of Romans and starting at the 6th verse, it said, "For to be carnally minded is death." That means spiritual death. "But to be spiritually minded is life, everlasting life, and peace." Oh, you know, I thought about the scripture says, "Peace I leave with you." Jesus has got peace for every one of us. And it said here, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God." This is why so many people is struggling within. The carnal nature is an enemy. That's what that means, doesn't it, brother Lester? The carnal nature is against God. That's right. It's against God. And if we don't destroy the carnal nature, it will destroy us. That's right. It'll destroy us. Because it's an enemy against God. We can't, it seems like we just can't do the things of Paul said one place that he couldn't do things. Because the carnal nature was fighting against the Spirit of God. You know, Lord help us today. It said, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject. You know, we're going to have to be subject. Christ is our head. We're going to have to be subject to Christ. Subject to God. But it said here, "For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." It can't be subject. This is why that it needs to be destroyed. And it said here, So then they that are in the flesh or have that carnal nature within them cannot please God. You know, I've said it myself. A lot of people probably said it. Lord, I want to please you. But we cannot please God with the carnal nature within us. We can't do it. There's a conflict there. You know? And I thought about that. And it said, but ye are not in the flesh, in the carnal. What it was talking about is in the carnal. We're not in the carnal. We're in the Spirit. And listen to what this says here. Oh, may the Lord. Lord, help us today. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. We need the Spirit of Christ. If you've got the Spirit of Christ, and I've got the Spirit of Christ, we're going to cling.
Yes.
That's right. We're going to harmonize. That's right. But supposing what I'm saying like this. I'll take Brother Leslie. He's my buddy. like he has the Spirit. And maybe I don't have the Spirit. Well, now I can't agree with Brother Leslie because I don't have the Spirit. Lord, help us today that we receive the Spirit of Christ. This is something that is really, I feel like that it is really needful. Needful today. You know, we've got people that think, well, we got to go this way. Well, we've got to go that way. Well, we've got to go another way. You know, what did Jesus say?
I am
the way.
Yes.
See, Jesus is the way.
Yes.
Jesus is the one that is able. You know, we need to hold on to Jesus.
Amen.
With all of our strength.
Yes.
Because he is our power. He is our wisdom. He is our grace. He's everything to us. But brother, today, this is something that is really needful because this is where a lot of people I feel like that is getting in trouble. You know, the carnal nature and the Spirit of God. I thought about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit cannot go along with the carnal nature. It cannot do it. Because it comes to the Word of God. It's contrary to it. I thought about how Paul said, I'm crucified.
Yeah, Galatians 2:20.
Oh, Galatians. Yeah, thank you, Brother Leslie. Galatians, yes, here it is. Thank the Lord. Paul said, he said, I am crucified with Christ. That don't mean the outward man.
No.
It means the spiritual man is crucified.
Yes.
It's killed out. Then when it's killed out, then the Spirit of the Holy Spirit can come in and control our life and control everything that is within us. The Holy Spirit.
And the Lord.
But the carnal nature, there's a conflict there. See, Paul said, I'm crucified. The old man has been dead. He died out. I'm crucified with Christ. Now listen to what it says here. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, see, we're living. We're living in this flesh. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. That's the outward man is living. And listen to what it said here. Yet I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, the Spirit of Christ. You know, the Bible says if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. But it said here, now listen to what this says here. It says, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, this is in the outward man. He said, live in the flesh. I live by the faith, we need faith, of the Son of God, who loveth me and gave himself for me. Crucified. The carnal nature is crucified. It's killed out. Nothing in there but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, as it rules and guides and leads and deals with us. We can live holy. You know the Bible says, holy and righteous and godly. Not in another age. Right here we're seeing a battle on every side. Where the world is against you and all these things.
Overly righteous and godly in this present world.
What's that?
Soberly, righteously, godly in this present world.
In this present world. In this, you know. I thought about how that this old outward man, it don't die. I mean, it, you know, but we're going to die eventually. But what I mean is it's the inward man, the carnal mind man that's supposed to die. And in the spirit, all the spirit, when this old body is laid down, the natural body, well, we're going to raise up in heaven and rejoice. Rejoice in heaven. The Spirit that's in us. So I pray today. I pray the Lord. I hope I'm not confusing you. but the carnal man, has to be destroyed. It must be destroyed. If it's not destroyed, we're going to be up and down. We're going to be confused. We're going to be mixed up. We're going to tell them. You know, I thought about one man told me one time, said, Brother Gordon says, ain't nobody can live free from sin. Brother, he was wrong. We can live free from sin. We can have power over this outward man. That's right. Lord, help us today. You know, I appreciate the Lord. You know, we've had some older brethren. I wish they were here. Really, I do. I mean, I know that they're going on and they met their reward and all this. But they taught the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, they taught the precious promises of God.
Yeah.
And I got a hold of it.
Yeah.
I'm not bragging, but I listened. I paid attention.
Yeah.
You know, I thought about one of my teachers in school. They said, Humphrey, they said, you need to give me your attention. Give me your attention. What she meant was she was wanting to teach me something, maybe that I didn't even know. Now you give me my attention. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to show you something.
Yeah.
And if she got my attention. You know, Lord help us today. The Lord wants us to get a hold. He's trying to help us and teach us and show us the right path. Yes. But we've got to give him our attention.
Right.
And if we don't give him our attention,
yes,
I don't know what's going to happen. But I pray today. I pray, it says, I'm crucified with Christ. It wasn't talking about the outward man. It was talking about the inward man, the carnal man. Must be crucified. I prayed today. I pray the Lord to help us today. I want to turn to James, the fourth chapter. You bear with us. May the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today. It said here, it says, ye adulterers and adulteresses. He talks about people that's, you know, in adultery. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity. It's an enemy. Enmity to God. Lord help us. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Now what do you think about that? Pardon?
It's the truth.
You know, we need to carry a burden for the world. This is what the Lord wants us to do. But He don't want us to be entangled with the world. Because the world, the scripture says, love not the world. It says, love not. It didn't say love the world. It says love not the world. Neither the things that are in the world. And the things that are in the world is the lust of the flesh. It's the lust of the eyes. It's the pride of life. That's of the world. This is what we need to shun from. Or stay away from. It's the pleasures of the world. Lord, help us today. I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate the blessings of the Lord and how the Lord is able to help us out. But I've been real concerned. You know, we're going to heaven. But there's only one way to go. And that's through the blood of Jesus. Through Christ. He's the truth. He's the way. He is life. But may the Lord help us today to realize that the world can creep in. That's right. Because people is not willing to lay aside their every weight. They want to hold on to this and hold on to that. And I thought about, I was talking to an individual and she had a television. And so... She said, well, Brother Gordon, she said, I'm here alone. She was, her husband passed away, and she was alone. She said, I'm alone. You know, and she said, I need some company. I said, the television isn't company. To me, it's not company. That's right. But she tried to justify herself. Lord help us today. When Christ died on the cross, He suffered a severe death. He demolished everything that's wrong. He destroyed everything that is evil. Christ. And I thought about today, the things that are in the world will draw us away from God. You know, I've been real concerned. I've been real burdened. I love every soul. Every soul to me is precious. But I want to tell the people the truth. Because the truth is going to make you free. It's going to help you in life. The truth. If we don't have the truth, and just have part of the truth, we need all the truth. We need all of Jesus. He's truth. But may the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today to realize that there is a lot of people, maybe I'd say, has religion. You know, there's different kinds of religion in the world today. But we don't need religion. We need genuine salvation. That's what we need, genuine salvation. We don't need any. You know, anybody can make a religion. That's right. But we need genuine salvation. Lord, help us today. This is what's going to take us to heaven. It's salvation. But religion will not take you to heaven. That's right. But salvation will take you to heaven. Salvation. Lord, help us today. You know, I sought the Lord. I feel like the Lord gave me this message. You know, we're living in a confused age. But we don't have to be confused. You can know the truth. Jesus said you can know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's the only thing that is able to set you free is the truth. So I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us. It said here in the fifth verse of the sixth chapter of Romans, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection. His body was put on the cross. But he came up a spiritual shape. A spiritual shape. It said, Jesus said unto her, I guess this was Mary.
Yes.
It said, Jesus said unto her, touch me not. See, that's what Jesus said. Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God, and to your God. Touch me not, I haven't been ascended. But this is a wonderful way. This is the holy way. Isn't there a scripture said, no unclean thing can pass over it? Nothing that is defiled cannot go on this way. In other words, we cannot live this life. But through the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Christ, we can triumph over this world. Triumph. Not be confused, not be discouraged, all of this. But we can be on the housetop, so to speak. Because we know that this is truth. We know that Christ, He suffered and died on the cross. I appreciate Christ. I love Him with all my heart. He's my Savior. He's my keeper. He's my endurer. So I pray today that the Lord will help us out. Amen.